Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Partly cloudy now and 35 degrees. At Tuesday night's Wichita City Council meeting, Mayor Jeff Longwell announced that 700 jobs will be going into the former Gander Mountain building downtown.
But the mayor stopped short of saying what that business will be. City Council member Cindy Claycomb tells KSN News it will be vital for the downtown.
Waterwalk hasn't maybe developed into what we envisioned at first. There are things going on at Waterwalk, and if the old Gander Mountain site can be occupied, that would certainly be great.
The city plans to make a formal release about plans for the building soon. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman died late Tuesday night in a traffic wreck in East Wichita.
The Wichita Police Department has identified the victim in Tuesday's fatal car accident as 57-year-old Yvonne Riccio of Wichita. Officers responded to an injury accident in the intersection of Kellogg and Webb involving a 2003 GMC Yukon Denali and a black 2017 Honda CRV.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says a 35-year-old man was driving southbound on Webb. Riccio was in the back seat in the Honda going eastbound on Kellogg. The vehicles collided in the intersection. Riccio suffered fatal injuries. Investigators believe that alcohol use by the driver of the GMC was a causing factor in the accident.
One man is dead after a motorcycle accident in southwest Kansas. This in Haskell County near the town of Sublette. The Highway Patrol reports a pickup pulling a trailer westbound on U.S. 56 slowed down to turn onto a county road. A motorcycle ran into the side of the trailer. The driver of the motorcycle, 71-year-old Richard Hidalgo, taken to Santana District Hospital, where he died.
A major college campus in Philadelphia dealing with an outbreak of mumps.
City health officials now say they believe 74 people have contracted mumps at Temple University. Of those, 15 cases are confirmed. Mumps is a viral infection that involves swollen glands. Students who may be infected should limit contact with others and seek medical care. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is the best protection. The mumps vaccine has been part of routine childhood shots for decades, but research suggests protection fades 10 or more years after the second dose. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure means nice, quiet weather for us today. Mostly clear this morning, sunny and 58 by noontime, 64 for the afternoon high. Clear and dry tonight, our low 39. We may get near 70 for the high tomorrow, with thunderstorms rumbling in for the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 35 degrees, north wind at 8 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on a Thursday morning, March 21st, 2019, first full day of spring, although yesterday was pretty doggone spring-like, Ted, with a high temperature here in Wichita of 63 degrees. Normal high for the date is 59.
Equinox, supermoon, what a day.
What a day. On this date in 1952, much of the Deep South was smacked by an outbreak of tornadoes, 31 tornadoes, ripping through Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Mississippi, Alabama and Kentucky as well. The twisters killed 343 people and caused $15 million in damage.
Ugh.
That was on this date in 1952. About that. A Mississippi jury awarding $250,000 in damages to a woman jailed 96 days without seeing a judge. The verdict includes $200,000 in damages against Choctaw County Sheriff Cloyd Halford and $50,000 against the county, which was handed down Tuesday after a two-day trial in federal court in Aberdeen. Jessica Josh was jailed in 2012 on a drug indictment and eventually cleared her video, didn't show her committing any crime. The case highlighted Mississippi's struggles with holding people before trial without access to a lawyer or bail. Apparently there's an ongoing problem in Mississippi. Yeah, you're here, you're going to stay here until we did darn good and well ready to give you a trial.
Well, and according to those damages, they're putting a lot of the blame on that sheriff.
They are. $200,000. Hmm. Well, it was on this date of March 21st in 1963, the Alcatraz Federal Prison Island in San Francisco Bay was emptied of its last inmates and closed at the order of Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. And you've been there, haven't you, Ted?
I think I've been there three times.
Three times? I've only been there once, but it is it's pretty amazing. I mean, especially if you've studied the history of our criminals and our criminal element in this country. Alcatraz, at one time, the Rock, it held the toughest of the tough out there.
It's pretty fascinating.
And nobody ever escaped, we don't think. There was a couple of guys that got out, and remember Clint Eastwood made a movie about it. It was two or three of them got out, and they fashioned their own little flotilla device or whatever.
Yeah, and they were never seen again.
Never seen again.
I think they're at the bottom of San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
Well, either that or they're inside a shark.
Apparently the current
San Francisco Bay.
The current going out to sea is something else. Take you right out under the Golden Gate Bridge, and away you go.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is something to see. I'll tell you, I took that tour with Shelley and a couple of friends of ours. We were out there in San Francisco, and fascinating just to see the how they were housed. And they put us in the solitary confinement cell, which means when they seal that, there's no light. You're in there in complete darkness. And it's pretty eerie. And people were put in there and housed in there for days and weeks and months at a time. Oh, Alcatraz closing on this date. Well, Ted, last Friday, had a tree trimmers come out, and they took down a 60-foot ponderosa pine tree in my front yard that had been there, we think, for about 80 years.
Oh, my.
It was huge. Over the last couple of years, though, it's been leaning toward the house. And my wife was saying, well, you better take that down before the wind blows it into our front room.
You don't want that to happen.
So the guys came out, did a heck of a job, I thought. Cleaned up pretty well, but one thing they had to fill in a hole with some dirt and some things. And one thing they did is drive something, they packed down the earth out there, okay? Now we've got to plant grass in there.
You're not going to plant a new tree?
We will eventually put a tree in, but there's a big old, you see how big our studio is here. We've got an area about that size in the front yard where it was all packed down hard dirt. And we got to rough that up. You got to get the rake out and rough it up and put some grass in there. Well, Shelley decided to, because it's going to rain this weekend, that it was urgent.
Oh.
Urgent for me to get out there.
Oh.
And go to work on that. She promised to help, but she really didn't do much. Anyway.
You better hop to it.
So I got out there. I got the rake and I've got the little pitchfork and everything. And I'm finding out that this stuff is like cement.
Mm.
It is packed in and dried up. And I thought, okay. So I called Jerry. That's my brother. He has a tiller, I believe. So he did. He came over. He came over with his tiller. We got it out, started it up. Didn't run very well. Thought we had some bad gas. Let it run. Anyway, long story short, we got going and got it done. My grandson, Luke, came over, and he helped us with some of the raking and whatnot. We got the patch all cleaned up, and we got the grass planted, and now all we need to do is get some water on it.
Well, now you'll get the rain this weekend.
Get the rain this weekend,
and
we should have a nice patch of grass out there. And eventually, as you said, we're going to put some sort of a tree in there. I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be something colorful.
Another pine?
No.
No? Weeping willow?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be something colorful with the...
How about a nice oak?
An oak or something?
I've got about 18,000 oaks in my neighborhood. I can let you have one of them.
Are they pretty?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I want the kind that in the fall have beautiful leaves. If I'm going to rake those babies, I'm going to have something nice. But anyway, this pine tree, Ted, every year you would have at least one robin's nest in there. In fact, I got my little video camcorder. I went out a couple of years ago and videoed the little babies with their beaks sticking up and all that. I got a video. That's pretty cool. But anyways, year after year, the robins come back. Well, I look out there the other day, and there's a couple of robins down there. They're looking around for the tree. They can't find it.
Yeah, where's my home?
Can't find it. And so, this has gone on for several days, and I'm feeling kind of bad about that.
Well,
I'm presuming they're
going to
find...
There are other trees.
Yeah, I was going to say you're
in
Riverside, robins. Look around. There are trees all over the place, but they apparently like that.
They apparently like that, yeah.
Well,
it
had nice,
home.
Nice high, steady
exactly.
branches. You had the needles gave them some good cover,
mm-hmm.
and a great place for a robin to nest. So we'll get something going. But hoping this weekend that that rain is going to soak that in there and get those get the grass coming up. First full day of spring, Ted. Right here with Steve and Ted. 7:41 on the way. Editor Bill Roy coming up. He's going to of the Wichita Business Journal. Now, he's going to talk about an interesting acquisition for Koch Industries. Oh, right now, time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Oh, yeah?
Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:42 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.